Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is where we give you, parents and educators, a bit more context on the key topics your students have been exploring today.
That's right. We want to pull out the main themes and maybe suggest a few ways you can spark some deeper conversations, whether that's at home or, you know, in the classroom. Today covers quite a range: endurance, history, world events.
Yeah, conservation, public health. Okay, so let's jump in. First up, something we're calling the power of persistence. Students read this really amazing story about Natalie Grabo. She's 80 years old.
80.
And she just completed the Ironman World Championship in Kona. That's a 2.4-mile swim, 112 miles on the bike, and then a full marathon run.
Just grueling.
Totally. And she finished it in 16 hours and 45 minutes, made her the oldest woman ever to do it.
That's just incredible. And what really strikes me is she didn't even start doing triathlons until she was 59.
Right.
And she actually taught herself how to swim then, specifically because, you know, running was getting hard on her body. So she adapted. She listened to her body.
That adaptation piece is key, isn't it? And her advice was basically to enjoy the journey. It makes you think, though, about that line between, like, healthy persistence and maybe unhealthy obsession. How do we talk about that with students?
Well, I think her story shows it's really about the long game, the mental approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good way to maybe open this up in class could be asking something like, okay, what's a big goal you have that needs long-term effort? And, you know, what keeps you going when it gets really tough?
Good question. Okay, shifting gears now from physical endurance to, well, historical endurance, maybe. This really strange discovery in a New Orleans backyard.
Oh, yeah, this was fascinating. An ancient Roman grave marker?
Yeah, for a sailor named Sextus Congenius Verus. Died, what, 1900 years ago?
Pretty much. A 1900-year-old marble tablet.
Yeah.
And the story of how it got there is just wild. Tulane anthropologist Daniela Santoro confirmed it, traced it back. Apparently, the previous owner's grandfather was a WWII vet.
Right.
And the theory is he probably picked it up from the rubble of the National Archaeological Museum in Italy after it was bombed by the Allies.
So this thing traveled from ancient Rome, survived WWII bombing, crossed the Atlantic, just shows up in a backyard. It's such a tangible link to the past, you know? And now the FBI gets involved to return these kinds of things.
Exactly. It really makes history feel close. Maybe ask students, what kind of historical object or discovery makes you feel, like, really connected to people from the past? And why?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's pivot again. Global affairs now, and specifically the Russia-Ukraine war. It sounds like things are, well, intensifying. And peace talks seem pretty stalled. Reports said a U.S.-Russia summit got canceled.
Yeah, that's the situation. We're seeing more missile and drone attacks. Russia seems to be hitting energy and water infrastructure, especially with winter coming. And Ukraine is also carrying out strikes, including one reported near a chemical plant inside Russia.
And there's a strategic element, too. President Zelensky is making the case that Ukraine needs long-range Tomahawk missiles. His argument is that having that kind of capability is maybe the only leverage to get President Putin to negotiate seriously.
Right, that's the Ukrainian perspective on leverage. Meanwhile, you have Russian officials saying publicly that there are, quote, no significant obstacles to meetings, which kind of contradicts the U.S. reasoning for the summit cancellation. So it's not just the fighting, it's this fundamental disagreement on even how to start talking.
Yeah, how to even get to the table. It really raises a tough question for students, doesn't it? Like, when two sides just fundamentally disagree, what helps them even take that first step towards trying to solve the conflict?
That's a really core question.
Okay, let's move from those global tensions to health, both planetary and personal. Two quick facts here. First, a little bit of positive news on the conservation front.
Okay, good.
The North Atlantic right whale population, it's still critically endangered, but they observed 8 more whales this year, bringing the estimate up slightly to 384. Still very vulnerable, you know, boat strikes, fishing gear, but any increase is hopeful.
Absolutely. A small step in the right direction.
Yeah. And the second point connects to human health. The U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Murthy, has actually defined loneliness as a public health crisis.
Yeah, that's a really significant framing.
It sounds serious. Why frame it that way, like a disease?
Well, because the research shows prolonged isolation isn't just, you know, feeling down. It physically triggers stress hormones in the body chronically. And those hormones are linked to degenerative brain diseases. Like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Wow. Okay. So it's physical.
It's very physical, which means finding solutions is crucial for actual long-term health, not just mental well-being.
So it loops back almost to that persistence idea from the start. Tackling loneliness needs a kind of long-term effort, too.
Exactly. And the suggested solution is about seeking mindful connections, you know, finding people with shared interests. It sounds simple, go connect, but when you're feeling isolated, that can be incredibly hard.
Sure.
So the challenge for students might be recognizing how much their community, their friendships, actually protect their health. You could ask them, how have your own connections, your friendships, maybe affected how you feel, physically or mentally?
That's a great connection to make. Well, that covers the main points for this deep dive. Thanks so much for joining us and exploring these topics. We hope this gives you some useful context for your conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave you with, something to maybe pose to your students. If a 1900-year-old tombstone can travel across continents and end up in a backyard, how much of our own history happening right now are we maybe not noticing or recording?
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.